Well, good morning, Restoration. And ladies, once again, happy Mother's Day. Jan and I have three sons and a daughter. And if there's one thing I've learned from Jan, is that there's no such thing as a statute of limitations on a mother's love. All of our kids are grown up and married and have families of their own. But Jan still finds a way to show her undying love for them and for me. And to honor her this afternoon, I'm taking you out to dinner. I haven't told her where, but I gave her a hint. I said, "Hon, today you can supersize." Yeah, guys, I'm sparing no expense. I even went next door and picked up. I went to the store and bought a bouquet of flowers. You hear the sound of digging? Someone digging a hole? Oh, that's me. I think I better stop before I bury myself. But it won't be McDonald's. Okay. Picture this. There's a knock at your door, and you open it, and there's a man standing there, and he says, "Good morning. My name is Stanley Redwine." And he pauses for effect. Seeing that there is none, he continues, "I'm the head coach for the U.S. Olympic track team, and I'm here to prepare you to compete in the Olympics. I have 40 days to get you ready. Can I come in and get started?" Well, the first thing I would think is, this is a scam. Because unfortunately, I do not know Stanley Redwine from a glass of wine. But even if he was the real McCoy, the idea is just ridiculous on the face of it. There's no way anyone could get me ready to compete in the Olympics in 40 days or 40 lifetimes. So at the very least, I would just simply say, "No, thank you," and I would shut the door. Now, if that sounds silly, think about what the disciples must have thought when Jesus appeared to them alive from the dead to inform them that his work of redemption was finished, but the work of global evangelism was about to begin. Jesus had 40 days to get them ready to launch the greatest revolution in the history of the world. By comparison, I think I stand a better chance of running for the gold than those men and women had of turning the world upside down for Jesus. And yet, here we are in Yakima, Washington, praising the name of our risen Savior, whom they preached 20 centuries ago. Whatever Jesus did to get them ready, it worked. And if it